we'll be talking about Garmi now. This is the second chelik of the Yerucha project on Hilchos Hazikin. So in a certain way, Garmi is a little more complicated than the other Avos Hazikin, because Garmi, the parameters are not so clear, not as clear as the other Hazikin. According to some Rishonim, it's the Rabbanon. Chazal were only masakin in certain cases where it's Motsui and Rogil, so there's no clear parameters at all. Many Rishonim go that it is Daraisa, and there are parameters, but it's, since it's indirect, this is just causing a hezek, you're not doing a maisa. So the Rishonim go at length to define what it's called, what's a grama, what's a garmi, and we'll try to touch on some of those nakudas now, whatever we can get to. So what I'm going to try to bring out is that there's certain factors that are needed for regular Odom HaMazik in order to be Chayiv, and we'll see how those factors are negeh for Garmi also. Okay, so there's many cases in the Gemara that talk about Garmi, and we're going to start with a case which is actually not in the Gemara, it's discussed by the Rishonim. The case is first mentioned in the Mordechai in Bava Kamma 6 Parak. So the case is that Ruvain, he borrows a sword from Shimon, an expensive sword, and now Shimon did not own that sword, it was a collateral in his hands from a goy. He lent the goy money and the goy gave him that sword as a mashkin, and now Reuven borrows it, and it got lost. So it was worth $1,000, so Reuven's willing to pay the $1,000, the shoyl is chayav anoinsin, but Shimon says, no, you gotta pay me more, because the goy is going to charge him more. And that's the way it was. The goy, you know, especially if he borrowed more, if he lent more money than the value of the source, the goy is just not going to pay back all the money. But even if that was not the case, the goy, they get angry when you lose their collateral, and they charge you all kind of fees and all kind of things. So he's going to end up having to pay $1,500. Okay, so the question is, the question that the Mordechai deals with is, Does Reuven, who's the shayel over here, I'm sorry, Shimon was the shayel, does Shimon have to pay only $1,000 or $1,500? So this case is already, it's brought down on the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Ayin Beis, Ches, Reuven Shalom and Shimon Saif, Reuven borrows a Saif from Shimon, Shayelim B'mashki Migoi, he had it as a mashki from Migoi, Ve'ofdo, and it got lost. Reuven asks from Shimon, I'm sorry, Shimon demands from Reuven that he should pay him all the money that the goy is demanding from him. He's only mechuyif to pay the value of the sword, nothing more than that, the stam saibam. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's based on the Mordechai, that he's not mechuyif to pay anything more. He's a shoyl. He's only chayiv on the value of the chayfetz, and that's it. Now, the Ksois, this is in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, he quotes the Tshuvas Goyin Basroi, and they deal with this case. And well, before speaking about that, we'll just talk about the Nois HaKinim over here in the Shulchan Aruch over here. The Sma understands that when the Shulchan Aruch says he's not mechuyev to pay, it's because he had no idea that this was the situation. He had no idea it was Omay Goy, maybe he knew it was Omay Goy, but he didn't realize that the Goy was going to charge more money, so he's a Shaygeg or an Oynes on the extra $500. But if he was aware of everything, he knew that it was a Goy item, and he knew that these kind of things could happen, the guy asked for more money. In that case, he's takam achoyev to pay the full $1,500, even though the value of the sword is only $1,000. That's what the Sma says. Why? So, l'chayr, it's because of Garmi. We'll get to that, more about that soon. The Shach doesn't go with this. The Shach says that, no, even if he knew everything, he was aware, he was not an oinus, he knew that he'll That's the there's a risk over here of $1,500. He's only willing to pay $1,000. That's it. Now the Ksois brings down the Ksois and Reish Sadi Aleph. He quotes the Goyin and Basroi, and they pass on like the Sma that in a case where he's aware of everything, he's mechuyev to pay the extra $500, and they explain that it's because of Dina de Garmi. It's because by him losing the sword, he caused the lender, the Jewish lender, to lose extra money. Now the question is, L'chayra, that sounds, it makes a lot of sense. This is a direct cause of Hezek, so this L'chayra should go under the category of Garmi. And we have to understand why the Shach doesn't call this Garmi. The Shach says he's Pater. Okay, so the truth is that there's a lot of different sfaras that can be said over here. Like, as we mentioned, Garmi is a lot of many different guidelines and different ways of defining what Garmi is. But we'll focus on one thing. So this is something that the Ksois mentions. So the Ksois starts off with a case in Bava Kamma, in the Gemara and Daf, Ayin Aleph and Mepes. So the case is when someone is given a shor as a pikadon, shor to watch, and under his jurisdiction, the shor was nogach a person, bored a person, and killed a person. So we know that a shor that kills a person is chayiv misa. Bezin takes it and puts it and gives it skila. Okay, so what happens when that? So if that happens and the cow gets skila, so obviously the shomer has to pay a new cow back to the owner. If the bezin did not get a hold of the cow yet, and the shomer gives the hema back to the bailim, the halacha is he says arei shechol lefanecha, because the shor is still the end. It's not physically damaged, so that's considered a hashova to the bailim. So those are the halachas. Now, the question is, what would happen if someone comes along and steals the shor from the shomer? So this shor has no value because it's a shor haniskal. Shor haniskal has no value, but it has value to the shomer, because if he loses this shor, he's going to have to pay a full shor back to the bailim. But if he has the shor and he gives the shor back to the bailim, he saves himself $1,000. So that's the question there. So the sugya over there is, do we say dover hagurim lamamin kamamin domi or not? So this is called the dover hagurim lamamin, where it's an item that doesn't have its own intrinsic value, but it's gurim lamamin. So Rav Shimon's shita is dover hagurim lamamin kamamin domi, and we consider it mamish like chifetz of mamin, and as you have regular dinei gzeil on it. Rabbanon say, and we pass it like Rabbanon, so this is not considered a chefetz of mammon, and this guy who comes along and steals it is not considered as stealing a chefetz of mammon. So that's the Gemara. Now, Tosis over there, the Ramaskal of the Sobalak of Shimon, Tosis has a kasha that let's leave out the whole Shiloh of Dover Gur in the moment. There's another sugya of Dina de Garmi. And L'chayra, this qualifies as a perfect Dina de Garmi. This shor, when I steal this shor, I directly cause the bailim a hezek. The shomer who's holding the shor, he has a hezek. Right now, he loses $1,000. He's got to pay the owner $1,000. So let it be, let me be chayiv al Dina de Garmi. As if for Tosfos. Okay, so Taisa says the Gutierrez. Taisa says, Dina de Garmi, for example, one of the classic cases of Dina de Garmi if someone serves toys or stuff like that, someone burns someone else's shtar. So the shtar itself has no value, it's just a piece of paper, but by burning the shtar, the lender has no evidence to collect his chayv. So then as the Gemara says, the mazik is chayv al zina de garmi. Over there, Taisa says that this shtar, it's considered a moment for anybody. It's not just for the lender. Practically, it's only negeah for him, but he could sell the shtar in the open market, sell the chayv to other people. People will pay money for it. So everybody views this shtar as gerim of the moment. Not more than gerim of the moment. There is some financial interest that anybody could have in this shtar. So therefore, we can apply the din of dinah d'garmi. Mashiach over here, in this shtar, the only one person who has any financial interest in this shtar is this shomer, because he was mekabel chrayos on it. But no one else has any interest in this shtar. No one could have any financial interest because it has no value. It's a shtar niskan. So Tais is saying that Dina de Garmi, just because you cause someone a loss, and a direct loss, but that doesn't qualify as Garmi. It has to be that the hezek was done to a chayfetz, which is considered moment. And not just Darwar Gar in the moment, it's considered moment, and in order to be considered moment, it has to be that anybody in the world could have a financial interest in it, but a Sada Shara Niskal, Darwar Asur Ba'ano, no one could have any financial interest in it. So it doesn't have a din of moment. So that's what the Ksois brings, and the Ksois tells us to our case. This sword, its value is $1,000. Now, for this sword to have a value of $1,500, the extra $500, no one in the world could have such a financial interest in this sword. It has no value more than $1,000. It's only specifically this lender who's going to who the guy is going to charge him extra, to him, it has a value of $1,500, but to no one else. And therefore, the Ksoi says, based on this Taisvis, this does not qualify as a good case for Garmi. So this is one point I want to bring out, that we see from this Ksoi, and this Taisvis, the Yisoid and Garmi, that we always have to keep this in mind, that it has to be that it's not just causing someone a loss directly, but whatever the loss is, the loss is tied to some item that has a din of moment. If that item is not moment, or at least the value, the extra value that you were mazik, is not moment, there will be no chiv of din of the garmi. Okay, that's the first point I wanted to say. Now the Ksois says that the Ramban, in that sugya, Hitaka says he has the same shaila as Tosfos, and he says that Ein Hachanami, according to Rameir, that Doin Din of the Garmi, the Garmi would be applied in this case. We'll see exactly what the Ramban, how he learns the sugya, but the Ramban, bottom line, the Ramban says the Garmi is applied in this case of the Shara Niska. So the Ramban apparently is chiluk on this svar of Tosfos and holds the Garmi. We just look at the cause, and I caused you a hezek, it doesn't make a difference if this item has no value to other people. Okay, so according to the Ramban, possibly in this case of the sword, the borrower would be mechuyev to pay. But now there's some other svaras, another svar, which might be negated to this case. There's a Rajba in the Chuvis, Siman Aleph, Nun Beis. He's talking about a case where there's a third party person, he was given a shtar to hold. Let's say, he doesn't say the exact case over there, but something like someone owed money, and he paid back the lender, but the payment wasn't verified yet, or something, so he wanted the shtar back, but the lender didn't want to give the shtar back, so they gave it to a third party, and the instructions were that when both parties come and allow, the shtar should be given to whichever party gets it. Now what happened was, this fellow gave the shtar shaloi bershus, he gave it back to the lender. That was totally wrong of him. And he gave back to the lender, and of course the lender goes ahead and takes his shtar the next day, and he collects the choiv again. And obviously we're talking about that first payment that the loiva paid was a good payment. So the loiva now lost money. He had to pay his choiv a second time because this guy gave the shtar back to the mel. Okay, so this loiva, this poor loiva, brought the middleman, this third party, to the din Torah by the Rashba. And the Rashba paskined that he's not chayv to pay. Why? Because he's just a grom. Calls him a hezek, din shemayim maybe, but din yodim is not chayv to pay. And he does not call this a case, he doesn't call it a garmi. And he doesn't explain. So, now this case is brought down on Shulchan Aruch also, in Simin Mem, in Simin Nun Hei, Sifalev. Hishlish, Shlish shehichzir shtar lamalvish shaloi hoyaloi lahachzir, a shlish that gives a shtar back to the malve, mishamtina le shlish ad the makabal kolonsa tshiyara le leivim yizeh. So so mishamtina means that if Bezin finds out what he did, we put him in cherem in shamta, that he's mechoyf to do whatever he could to restore the situation. But he says that if in the end of the day Lamaisa it wasn't, he didn't get it back, and the Lamalve collected money from the Chay from this star, a shlish potter from paying. The habib grama bin azak. It's only a grama. Okay, so why is this only a grama? So the Dibur Mishpat in Simen Ayin Beis, the base of the Mefarshim over there, he explains very simple. Because the Hezek didn't happen at the time of his maisa. When he gave the shtar back to the malva, that's not when the hezek happened. Only when the malva decided to take that shtar and collect again. And he learns this from a Tshuvas Masas Ben Yomin, who talks about this Rashba's psak, and the Masas Ben Yomin makes a chilek, and he says that the Rashba who said it's only a groma on your part there is only if the case was that the shlish gave the shtar back to the malva. But let's say the shlish would have given the shtar back to the loive, shaloi kedin, and it turned out that the loive taka still owed, and the loive took the shtar and destroyed it, then the shlish would be chayiv to pay to the malve. He would have to reimburse the malve for the losses. Now, why is that? So he says very simple, because we know sur shel chaveira is chayiv. When you take a shtar and you give it to the loive, it's just as good as burning a shtar. Mashe, when you give it to the malve, shalikadin, over there, the hezek didn't happen yet. It's only when the malve decides to collect with it. Mashe, when you give the shtar back to the loive, right then and there, the shtar was destroyed. Now, based on this, based on this, it's shaykh to say that in our case as well, the case of the sword, it's not garmi because the hezek didn't happen right away. The hezek only happens when the goy decides to get angry and charge his lender extra money. So it's possible that even in Lashitas Ramban, for this reason, and even if we don't say that you have to be mazik something that has a din of moment, but lemaisa, it has to be that at the time of your hezek, at the time of the maisa that the mazik did, the nizik got a loss. But in this case, the nizik didn't get a loss yet. We don't know what's going to happen. Now the raya to this yisoid, it's really mefurish in the Rishonim. The Rosh in Tosfos, the Rosh Bava Kama, when he discusses the guidelines of what's a garmi, what's a grama, he brings Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Yitzchok, the Re, asks a lot of kashas, a lot of different gemaras, and tries to figure out how to define what's a garmi, what's a grama. And one of his svaras is that garmi is only when the hezek happens miyat. And his raya to that is, he has a case. The gemara says someone threw a kli merisha gag, and there were karam exosis, there were pillows on the floor, and someone else comes along and pulls away the pillow. So the din is that the guy who pulls away the pillow is potter, as they're shaking gemara. And many rishonim say he's potter l'kuli alma, even according to the man d'omar that they don't get in the garmi. Now why is that not a garmi? It's a bari hazeka, it's vada, it's certain that the kli will break. So Rabbeinu Yitzchok says because it didn't happen miyad, it happened a half a second later. He pulled away the pillow and then the kli hit the ground. So you see here that a maisa, this is also where you see that in a certain way garmi has to have the same guideline as adam amazik. Adam amazik, we know there has to be a maisa, physical maisa, or koichoi, gufoi, where obviously the effect of the maisa is immediately. So garmi also, even though garmi is only a cause, but whatever the effect is, it has to be immediately. And if it's not immediate, it's not considered a garmi.